Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is the month of Ramadan. It is a time where Allah has allowed for us to dedicate more specific time for Him. During these days of the month of Ramadan, which are very important for us Muslims, we want to change ourselves. We want to become a better person. In the discussion that we have for the next 10 days are about how to become a true Muslim, how to live in Islamic lifestyle. In these discussions, we'll talk about some of the pillars and foundations of a Muslim's life, that a Muslim lifestyle is full of Tawheed, the oneness of God. A Muslim's lifestyle is full of Ubudiyat and being a servant or slave to God. And a Muslim's lifestyle should be full of Wilayat, meaning the authority of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. For us to benefit more and to change ourselves easier, when we reflect and look at the lives of the Prophet of Islam and his family members, it is much easier for us to connect to them and then to change. Of those holy figures is the holy lady Khadija, the holy spouse and dear spouse of the holy Prophet of Islam, that they lived 25 years and were married 25 years together. Unfortunately, there has been a movement in history to downgrade her status, unfortunately, and to bring some of the other wives of the Prophet up in status. But Lady Khadija, according to contemporary scholars, she was married at the age of around 25 or 28 and was unmarried. Her only child was Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha from the Holy Prophet of Islam. Therefore, the Bani Umayyids have done a tremendous job in bringing her status down, which for them was very important to make her be married at the age of 40, or for her to be married before, so that for them, this trait of being unmarried, being very young, could be more prevalent in some of the other wives of the Holy Prophet of Islam. But Lady Khadija was exceptional. She was a genius. She had much barakat from Allah, that she had an international trading company, as we could say today, that throughout the Muslim world, or throughout the Arabian world, to even Ethiopia, in history you see that she had 1,000 camels that would trade for her. She had 1,000 servants that would work for her. She had a home so large in Mecca that maybe possibly the city could gather inside of that house. She was one of the richest and most successful business ladies of Arabia. But when you look at her life, we see that she devoted everything that she had to the Prophet of Islam. She devoted everything that she had. When you look at the time period that we live today with the COVID-19 or coronavirus, you see people hoarding, you see people shoving and pushing each other, being afraid to not allow their resources or their supply to go low. But Lady Khadija, you have to imagine this. One of the richest ladies marries an orphan, marries someone that is much economically lower than her. But she sacrifices so much, gives so much of her wealth, that in Shayba Abi Talib, the valley that the Muslims were blocked and there were sanctions against the Muslims had to share a date to stay alive. That she not once said, I gave all my wealth for you, you should give me more. I have a 5-year-old daughter, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha. I deserve more. She did not complain at all and sacrifice everything that she had for Islam. And this is a lesson for us to be learned during this time when we see people are not thinking of each other, when we don't see much compassion in some groups or in some videos that we see. At the other time, we see, yes, we see our physicians, our nurses, the doctors sacrificing their lives. And these are things that a Muslim should incorporate in their life. A Muslim should sacrifice. A Muslim should be willing to give up what they have for their brothers and sisters, for all of humanity. Lady Khadija has a very interesting life. She was one of the holiest ladies in Islam. I don't know if you know this, but when she married the Holy Prophet of Islam, many of the women of Arabia did not want to help her when she wanted to give birth to Lady Fatima Zahra. They excluded her. When a woman needs the most help, when she needs assistance. They left her alone. But instead, it says in the book of narrations that many holy women came. Lady Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, the sister of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Asiyab came. And other holy ladies came to comfort her, to help her when Lady Khadija was going to have Lady Fatima Zahra. This was from the blessings of Allah. And of the many things that she has done, when we look at her will and many of the lessons, you see that she had a will that we can look at and reflect on. That when Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha is 5 years old, imagine such a day it is in Mecca, in such a day that Lady Khadija has passed away. In the tradition in Amaliyat Shaykh Tulsi, a very old book, says, she comes and says, Ya Abati, Aina Ummi? Oh Father, where is my mother? Imagine the Prophet of Islam is wondering how to tell Lady Fatima Zahra that she has lost her mother. There, Jibreel in this narration comes and says, Allah gives your salams to you, Lady Fatima. Allah gives your salams and tells you that your mother, Lady Khadija, is in a house, a pearl house, with ruby and gold decorations, living with the mother of Isa alayhi salam, living with other holy ladies. She's in a very high position. All that wealth that she sacrificed, all that money that she gave, none of it has gone away. It has been a treasure for her. It has been protected and kept for her in the hereafter. Then she has a will. In that will, in the books of history, it says, one of the first things she wanted from the Holy Prophet of Islam, she asks for forgiveness for her shortcomings. A lady that has spent her entire wealth for Islam and sacrificed her social status, she asks for forgiveness, meaning that she sees herself in debt to the Muslims. She sees herself in debt to Islam. Brothers and sisters, many times we help out in masajid, we help out in centers, we help out in Muslim schools, but we think people owe us something for this voluntary act. We think that now the Muslims have to owe us something. But actually learn from Lady Khadija. Be selfless, be sincere, that she sacrificed everything and then she said, forgive me, O Prophet of Islam, forgive me for my shortcomings. Two, she continued in the will, it says, I want you to take care of my girl. I want you to take care of Fatima Zahra, as she has become motherless after my death. Three, I feel ashamed for telling you the third part. I will say that Fatima salamullah alayha wa narrated. And Fatima narrated that I want you to wrap my body with the burial clothes of your abba, with your cloak that you have. That Lady Khadija, with all her status, the status of the mother of Isa alayhi salam, Maryam, the status of Asiya, she is afraid of death. The traditions say, in some of the traditions, if we have 70 acts of 70 prophets, imagine the Prophet Adam, Nuh, Musa, Isa alayhi salam, if you have the actions of them, but still what we see in the Day of Judgment will frighten us. We won't be allowed to rely on those actions. We'll still be frightened. Because khawf and fear of Allah is something that everybody should have. None of us should think that we have such good actions that there's a guarantee that I'm going to stay away from the hellfire. So these are some of the lessons that we learned from Lady Khadija today, that we want to change ourselves. We learn to love Lady Khadija. We learn that she has such a high status in Islam. And we learn that she has sacrificed everything and was still in debt to the Muslims. She felt in debt to the Muslims. She felt in debt to the Prophet of Islam. And that she became one of the greatest women of paradise. May Allah, inshallah, resurrect us and make us with the position of Lady Khadija. And may we, inshallah, incorporate her in our life and to change our lifestyle in this month of Ramadan and make us more like Lady Khadija, the wife of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.